This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here to Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on. Write it down. Write faster. 5563. Or you can head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. So much you can, I say, have fun with. Because there's some real crazy stories up on the website. I don't do some of them on the show. Some of them are too hard to clean up. They're not dirty stories. They're just real stories about what's going on. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, when we come back from the break, a California Assemblyman, Kevin Kiley, is going to join me. Now, we're talking about issues going on here in California, but Kevin has been a chief antagonist towards Governor Newsom, nuisance. And I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. I think he needs to do that. And he's kind of set some historical precedents lately. He's actually, you know, raised a boatload of money and not a nickel from special interest groups. So it's really, really to see what he's got going on. And also, when it comes to school choices, you guys know I'm on a school board in California. And I am one of the few that believes in total parental school choice. And I mean, I'm talking about, public, charter, private, whatever. Whatever is the best place for your child to be educated is where you need to be putting them. And the government shouldn't tell you what's right and what's wrong when it comes to that. Unless you specifically ask. Unless you go out of your way to find out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So by the way, those stories we were talking about earlier, they're real. Don't think they're not. They're real. California asked residents to avoid charging electric cars amid the power grid strain. God bless them. Now, California has a power grid operator, right? It's a company or an entity that tracks and routes and somewhat takes care and maintains our electrical lines up and down the state. Because we have a couple different power companies here in California. The Epoch Times, though, has reported that the California Independent System Operator told residents numerous times in the last 2 weeks that they need to voluntarily conserve energy, even asking them on social media to avoid charging electric cars during peak usage times. I'm going to plug it in at midnight, you know, get back up and go downstairs. ISO also said the residents should avoid the use of large appliances and turning off extra lights. Yeah, let me do that for you. God. Right? And again, think about it. People are home at night. They got kids in different rooms. They got stuff going on. Most of the stuff happens in the evening when you don't have any solar to speak of. So even if you have solar panels on your roof, what are you going to do? They need the air conditioning. It's hot here at night. And sometimes it stays hot to 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. I think the other night, last week, or the other night, Tammy jumped in the pool. It was almost 90 degrees. Like 11 o'clock at night. Nuts. Now, this is happening because the federal government and certain state agencies, including California, are looking to change their fleets to electric cars. I mean, think about that. They're going to go mostly electric. UPS, the United States Postal Service, going electric. Well, except in California, they may have to go back to Pony Express. Actually have horses delivering mail. I mean, really, think about it. I'm not really making fun, but I am. Anyway, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, who won't be around much longer, last fall he signed a bill that would outlaw the use or the sale of, I should say, he was very careful, so just the sale of, but that, I wonder if that's the sale of used petroleum cars to other people. No more sale of petroleum-powered vehicles starting 2035. Does that include, like, you know, motorcycles and mini bikes and, I don't know, anything else along those lines? What do you think? Now, saying that in 15 years, zero-emission vehicles will almost certainly be cheaper and better than traditional fossil fuel-powered cars. Led the lead commissioner on transportation at the California Energy Commission, Patty Monaghan, said that in order to avoid putting a strain on the power grids, people should charge their cars at different times. What are you supposed to do, call up another street, see when your neighbor's charging their car? What's going to happen? You get notice, you get a text message from your dead phone, from the commission saying, okay, you guys, you know, block A, you're good between 8 and midnight. I don't even know how long it takes to charge a car. I have no clue. Charging behaviors matters, this is when it comes to California grid goals. By incentivizing primarily through rates, charging. See, this is their punishment. It's always about money for them. You want to use the power? Go ahead. We'll just charge you more. Well, if you get the power, what do you care for? Isn't that part of your goal, part of what you're supposed to be doing, is providing power to the residents? What's the issue here? You don't want to. We basically have a win for the grid if we have a win for the drivers in terms of reduced rates, reduced pollution. Notice they don't use that term very often either anymore. I guess it became ugly, or it wasn't as sexy as it used to be. Anyway, always amazing. Rates are a climate strategy, and California plans on using the rates to help drive charging behaviors and driving behaviors. Again, it's draconian, right? If you think about it, that's really what it's all about. They're not interested in doing the right thing or doing, you know, helping you understand why you should do what they want you to do. No, they're going to beat it into you or charge you so much you're not going to be able to even go driving anymore. Gomez Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be, ultimately, I want you to be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is it's really simple. It's just get informed. Get your information. Get the information from the right places. Get your information and make sure that you're telling other people that. Because we don't say anything until the crap hits the fan, and it shouldn't be that way. One of my recent heroes, because I've gotten to know him better and watching what he's doing, looking at the stands he's taking, just a mere fact that he's a real pain in the butt to our governor, soon not to be governor, Gavin Newsom, is a California Assembly member, Kevin Kiley, who's joining me. We've got a lot in common when it comes to education and that kind of thing. Assembly member Kiley, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's, I was just doing a story about how the California power companies have asked us not to charge our electric cars during these times when, the energy load is heavy. I'm thoroughly confused. Do they want us to have electric cars or don't I? And what do they want us to do with it? They want us to use them as planters or something? Did you hear about this?
I did. It's, it is quite interesting the way our state's energy policy plays out in the real world.
Yeah, I don't think they really understand what we're up against here. And again, you're talking about 100, I'm in Southern California, you're talking about 109 degree temperatures. You've got people who've got to run air conditioners and other things, may have elderly in the house. They prefer we stay in the house at this point still. And yet somehow we're supposed to turn our thermostats up to 78 to 80 and not charge the cars. So don't go to the store, get somebody else to deliver your food, I guess, or whatever. And you just take it from there. I don't know. I don't get any of this. All right. So what prompted me to reach out to you this time was that I saw your clip where you were discussing homeschooling. And there's a good chance that California as a whole is trying to squelch homeschooling. And after that, I think they're going after charter schools. Well, they're already going after charter schools. Where are we at with education in this state?
Well, I mean, there is absolutely a war against charter schools underway, and Gavin Newsom and his allies, and in particular the teachers' unions that run the Capitol more or less, they will settle for nothing less than the total annihilation, destruction of charter schools in California. That is absolutely the plan, and they've been moving toward that for years now. But once they installed Newsom in the governor's seat, it was just open season. And so, this year they've actually gone after homeschool-based charters, in particular, independent study-based charters with a bill called AB 1316, which didn't pass, although some elements of it are worked into the budget. But I think what the bill you might be referring to is that last year, only a few months into COVID, as the school shutdown was being suffered through by parents. Many parents had gone and signed their kids up for independent study-based charters, which already had well-developed and effective models of distance learning. And the unions started panicking because one of the distinguishing features of a charter school is that they're not automatically unionized. So when students go from a traditional public school to a charter school, that's a blow to the revenue of the union. So that's why they're so dead set on eliminating charters. And so what they did last year is when they saw this exodus of students from the traditional public school system to the charter school system, they actually passed a bill saying we're not going to give you funding for those new students, which is, goes directly against the premise of a charter school, which is that if you do a good job, you attract students, then the state will give you, their per pupil allocation.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that we've gone from, one of the top over the decades, but we've got from one of the top states for education when it comes to K-12 and, on from there to we're down. I think last time I checked here on the show, we were at number 42. We love to tout the fact that we're the top economy in the country or among the top five in the world, and yet where's our education system at? And they're giving parents, I'm a big believer in parental choice in a lot of areas, and one of those is in education. Now, I know you'll never get a voucher system pushed through here, at least not right now with this particular government. But, I mean, are you going to be able to save, can you save charter schools and homeschooling for that matter? There is an assault on them. What are you going to be able to do to keep them alive?
Yeah, I mean, that's the battle right now. You say 42nd. I mean, that's actually one of the more favorable metrics. When you look at how we do in fourth grade and eighth grade math and reading, it's like 46, 47, 48. If you look at how kids in low-income communities do in California versus similarly situated kids in other states, we're 49. This is pre-COVID, by the way, before we had the longest school shutdown in the country, which has certainly caused our students to lag even more. So, right now the battle is really, just to try to protect charter schools, try to protect sort of these bright spots of achievement in some of our more challenging parts of the state, like, LAUSD, for example, where you have so many failing schools, but, really in many different parts of the state. Now, you say that the vouchers are out of the question, which is absolutely correct as far as the legislature goes. But I will say this, that there is a school choice initiative that is going to be, they're trying to put it on the ballot for this next year, which would establish education savings accounts, an increasingly popular idea across the country. The basic idea being that, you're funding students, you're not funding systems. And so parents can take their whatever it is, I think like $14,000, and use it as they saw fit in order to give their child the best education that they can. And you know, the other states have seen, have implemented programs like this. And you know, the great virtue of school choice is that not only does it provide additional options for families, but also provides a real incentive for school districts to get their act together and to, you know, offer a better product themselves.
Yeah, I've always been one of those. Again, even being on the school board myself, I've always said the same thing. Look, if we're doing our job, it doesn't matter what any other group offers. They'll stay with us. If we're not doing our job, most parents who are paying attention will take their kids and get them to a place where they get one of the best educations they can. You know, we're paying some of the highest taxes in the country here. We deserve to have a great education system.
And
that includes choice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, when you look at what we're actually spending, it's just incredible. And it's gone up by tens of billions of dollars. I think it's like $40 billion more in yearly spending just over the last decade. And there's been no demonstrable impact on student achievement. You're just throwing more money at the system without any benefit. And anyway, even, you know, and it's no surprise. We've known that, you know, if you have a failed system and you throw more money to reinforce the failing qualities of it, it's no surprise when you don't get any sort of improvement. And now, you know, Governor Newsom is proposing even more money. And when you look at, let's say, LAUSD, I just saw something from the School Choice, National School Choice Foundation, saying that it's $26,000 per kid that we're funding that district right now.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break, because I know that we're not the highest funded per student, but I'll tell you what, we've got some of the highest marks in the state. Joe Basile, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New York City, there were not guilty pleas from Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, to tax crime charges. Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from the two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futeris says the prosecutors are going after a former president.
That is a significant line to cross. And quite frankly, not just as a lawyer, but as a citizen, we're very concerned about that.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Well, you know, I live here, I work here, and, you know, I'm a trustee on a school board here. And California, beautiful weather and all, it's really becoming disheartening to hang out here. A lot of my friends have left. In my school district alone, pretty large one, we've lost 300, maybe 400 kids. And it's not because of the weather. It's not because of California in and of itself. It's because how California is being governed, how much harder it is to be here, to live here, to just enjoy California the way we should. And if you're a true, you know, First Amendment, Second Amendment, loving, freedom-loving American, this is the challenge. But the biggest thing that we should be concerned with, the thing that's hurt, I think, this country the most, is our education system. And in California, it is really going sideways. So I've asked California Assembly Member Kevin Kiley to join me. He is hot on the issues of education. He's one of the fighters for a parental choice, if you would, when it comes to education and making sure kids have more options than just the public school. So, you know, Assemblyman Kiley, thanks so much for joining me. I really do appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of the things I say, too, on a regular basis. I tell people, if the public school isn't cutting it for you, you've got two choices. One is you put people together to vote out your trustees and get ones in there that will actually do the job. Number two, put your kid in a different school. But most people don't have that option. They don't have the money to make it happen. And, I, you know, again, to your point a minute ago, do you think with this legislature, with the Democrats, frankly, in control, will you ever really have true educational choice here?
Well, I think that, you know, it's probably going to take an initiative of the voters to try to, you know, put that principle into our laws. Because when you look at public opinion surveys, there's widespread public dissatisfaction with our school system, and there's widespread public support for school choice, whether that be in the form of vouchers or in the form of charter schools. So it's very much an issue where there is a disconnect between the political class, which is entirely owned by special interest groups, and between the population, where parents just want what's best for their kids.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see more and more parents stepping up. I'm excited to see more and more parents across the country and here in California as well, finally going to the school board meetings, because the sad thing, Kevin, as a member myself, is when we have a school board meeting, our room holds 200, and I may have four parents in the room. You know, if I say I'm going to can football, I'll fill the room. It'll be out in the hallway. But when we're dealing with some real important issues, very few of them show up. One of the questions I'm getting now, and actually I've gotten in the past, is that, you know, with the passage of some of the CRT education coming up. Is there going to be any way for parents to fight this, really fight this?
Well, that's the problem, is that, as you know very well as a school board member, is that we've, you know, really taken a lot of the control away from local school districts. And so, you know, so much of your job is having to simply implement state mandates that, you know, it makes parents feel, you know, powerless, because they'll go and talk to you as their school board member, and you'll have to tell them, well, there's nothing that we can do. It's the law. So it's very much, you know, runs contrary to the way our education system is supposed to work, where you have, you know, a school system that is tailored to the needs of each community. And so that's how, you know, it should work with something like CRT. If for some reason, you know, some districts wanted to teach this, okay, they could take it up, and then parents would be able to weigh in and, you know, have a say, and then a decision could be made. But now the state is simply trying to force it on to every single district in the state. Every single high school student will be forced to take it as a graduation requirement. And, you know, districts are disempowered from serving the expressed desires of the parents in their community. It's not the way things are supposed to work.
You know, I was just starting to get some momentum when I was screaming about the fact that our kids are graduating really not knowing how government functions and really not understanding the three branches of government or history or what have you. And I was saying, coming into next year, there's a good chance I'm going to be president of the board. And I said, you know, those are the things that I'm going to harp on and I'm going to pound on. But, you know, when you get CRT being pushed in on it, I said, what do you do? How do you make it happen? And that's what people are saying to me, is that how are you going to make a difference, to your point a minute ago, when we're really rubber stamping state mandates? Yes, we're doing what you told us to do. Yes, we're doing this, that, or the other thing. So, you know, we really have to find out. I will just say, because I don't want to give away the farm, we have found some creative ways to help skirt some of the things that the state has told us to do that we just thought for our community, which, to your point, we should be able to, you know, implement things based on our community, what our community's needs are, their wants, their desires, and that kind of stuff. And they're not allowing us to do that at the state level, which is really sad. And it's really wrong. And as you know, you could probably speak to it better than I can, the governor, or the dictator, whatever you want to call him, has kind of decided to try to change the rules for his recall. He must be extremely nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you talk to that a little bit? What is he actually doing to make it easier for him not to be recalled?
Yeah, so on your point, by the way, about CRT, and I'm would be really curious to see what you guys have in the works. I mean, I think that what you said, though, is right on point, that, you know, if CRT is poison, then, you know, a proper civic education is the antidote, or really it should be sort of the preemptive treatment. And we should have a solid foundation of American values and institutions that's, you know, instilled in young people so that some crazy, you know, motive thinking like CRT just has no chance of making any impact at all. So, you know, then in terms of the recall, yes, this has been, you know, one of the most corrupt weeks in California history. Gavin Newsom and the legislature decided that he'd have a better chance of winning if they completely changed the rules as to when the election would be. These are, by the way, rules that they themselves put in place a few years ago because they thought that around that time, having a much longer process would work to their advantage. So they literally passed a new law 2 days ago, and Gavin Newsom signed it to change the date for his own recall to try to give himself a better chance of winning. And we now have that date, by the way. It was just announced today. It's September 14th.
And, you know, he's going up and down the state. You know, he's doing his little giveaway, you know, promo, where he even joked about, as an elected official, it's great to be able to give away, you know, millions of dollars. And it's our money that he's, you know, he's giving away like crazy. And now he's talking about paying off the rent, whether you agree with this or not. But it's just kind of interesting, the timing of all of this. You know, he's going to pay off the rent for every renter in the state that's behind or ready to be evicted. It's just amazing to me that all of a sudden, and we can leave those thousands of people in the streets, thousands of homeless people. He can't find a place to put the vets. We are truly a mixed up state. That's all. I'm trying to be clean and nice about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's exactly the opposite of governance and leadership, where the governor is just sort of throwing cash around almost randomly and not even doing that well, because you're seeing that they'll promise, you know, oh, $1 billion in relief, and then you look at how much actually has been distributed. This is the case of renters, and it's like 1% or something like that. So, you know, and it's no wonder California has had the weakest economic recovery in the country. You know, other states are back to normal employment. California is at 7.9%. We've got, you know, a 40% decline in the openings for small businesses. We've got small businesses that have just died for good across the state. We've got those that are struggling along that are still dramatically understaffed. And the governor and the legislature are doing nothing to actually try to propel economic growth and get things back to full tilt. They're, you know, instead just saying, oh, we're going to provide a lot of, you know, one-time just arbitrary payments. And you know, who cares about how it actually impacts the strength of our economy?
And who's coming up with it? You know, who's coming up with this money? Who's thinking this stuff through? You talk about the businesses. Why would I restart my business when there's an underlying tone right now that the new variation of COVID-19 may cause some woes here in this state? And right there and then, right, the fact that the L.A. County equivalent to the CDC health department has said, yeah, we're not backing off the restrictions for the schools because of this new variant that's showing up. So they're not making it any easier on us either. It's going to cost us quite a bit of money the way it looks. So when we come back, I want to talk about the budget woes. People don't really understand, but I mean, my God, he has doubled the budget by what? I think it's, last I looked, $65, $70 billion. If the number's wrong, let me know. But where is this money coming from? We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The only way you do that is to truly get informed. And listen, like I tell you guys, find your passion. If it's education, fine. If it's city governance, that's fine too. Maybe it's water. Maybe water is the sexy thing for you. Look at the water boards and what they're doing. But, you know, as Rand Paul said, we start by taking back the local government. Take back your local seats. And then you can move into the county, then you move into the states, and then you move to the federal level. So I want to invite back California Assembly member Kevin Kiley joins me. And Kevin, I know you got to get off and go to another event. How can people help you? How can they find out more about you, more about what you're doing, and how they can get involved and help you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. This has been a great conversation. Thank you for everything you're doing to get the word out and to, you know, create a foundation for change here in California, as well as your service and one of the most important offices we have, which is the school board. So if folks want to find out what I'm doing at the Capitol, maybe the best way is to go to my blog. It's called Capitol Quagmire. Or if you can't remember that, you can just Google Kevin Kiley blog. Kevin Kiley. Kiley is spelled K-I-L-E-Y. Just Google Kevin Kiley blog and it should come up.
All right, we'll put that up on our website and on our email blast. And I appreciate your time with me. Thanks a lot. And keep up the good work. Keep up the fight. I know it's going to feel lonely at times.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We're just getting started.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
Bye. You know, we do have some fighting at the state level for us. And it's easy to get discouraged. Let me tell you what, as one of one of the few conservative school board members left. It is easy sometimes to feel like you're up there alone. It's easy to feel like you're fighting, you know, all alone up there. And I will tell you, the advent of Zoom, as much as I dislike the way we do the meetings, the fact that more parents now are engaged and involved, I was just telling somebody today, we are, our board room holds about 200 people, and plus there's overflow rooms and what have you, should we need them. And if we have five parents in there during a regular meeting, we're kind of excited. Because it's nice to see the community involved. Now, whether you're on a sensitive vote or what have you, it's still nice to see community involvement. So now that we've gone to Zoom and we're still doing live video feeds on Zoom and nights of the meeting, it's nice to see that there's 100 people, 200, 300 people watching, getting involved, getting engaged. Because now they're paying attention, they're seeing what's happening. And with the distance learning, we had the same thing happen. Parents actually got to hear and see what the kids were being taught in school. This is why there's such an outrage in what's going on today. And let me be clear about this, okay? Because I know some people like to broad brush, and one of my old friends, first thing he ever said to me when we were doing shows together, he'd say, you know what, I agree with what you're saying, but I don't want you to broad brush because not every blank, fill in the blank, is like that. It's the same thing with teachers. I've met a lot of great teachers, a lot of teachers that love our kids, that want to be teachers, that want to teach our kids the right way. They are at times feel like they're totally outnumbered. What's really funny is if they really would get together, they'd find out they are not outnumbered. They actually outnumber the left. The left is just louder and more engaged. Most conservative teachers I know will tell me the same thing. I don't want to get involved in all this political stuff. I just want to teach my kids. I just want them to be taught properly. And I say to them, are you able to teach them properly? Are you actually able, with the curriculum that's being pushed into you by the state, to teach them? And I've had some teachers say to me, look, I see the curriculum of the state as a guideline. I don't have to teach it verbatim. That's strategy. That's a teacher who actually has figured out the strategy, figured out how to make things happen. Because that's what the left teachers on the left do. You have plenty of teachers who have said, if CRT is outlawed, they're going to teach it anyway. Which they can't do, or shouldn't do, or could get in trouble for doing. But the union's not going to do anything to them. And I think you're going to see the same. I think you're going to see conservatives starting to step up and do the same thing. Now, the other problem is that most of the time, liberal parents are much noisier than conservative parents. So if a liberal parent finds out that the teacher's not teaching the 1619 trash and teaching real history, they'll go in and make all kinds of noise and drag another 10 parents with them. You, as a conservative parent, you need to drag 20 people with you. It needs to be a 2-to-1 every time we do something. This is the only way you're going to win. And we are really bad at this at the local level. We'll do a rally, right? Go do a fundraiser of some kind. You know, as my old pastor used to say, you know, kill a bunch of chickens and raise a few dollars. But really need you engaged in the process. Because to me, the biggest thing, you heard, and it's not because I'm on there, but you heard what he said, which is true. I personally believe the most important position in a community, especially a small community, is a school board member. Your kids, our kids, are the ones that are going to decide. They're going to decide where your nursing home is. Figure that one out. They're the ones that are going to be your future leaders, your legislators, your first responders, your police officers, your social workers, whatever it is. Don't you want them trained up properly? Don't you want them educated properly? Your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews are in front of these teachers 6 to 8 hours a day. One of the most trusted people in the community is a high school teacher. And I want to say one of the most, I'm talking within the top three. That should make you shudder. Why is it the pastor the most trusted person? Why aren't people involved in those kind of things the most trusted people? Why aren't our police the most trusted people? And don't send me emails. Some of you send me messages and emails. I back the blue. I don't want to hear about your negative experience. Everybody has one. There have been them. There are bad apples in every group. Teachers, firemen, policemen. I don't care what it is. All right? Put it aside. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Energy Secretary, what's her name, Granholm? Was talking about the Miami condo complex, and she said, you know, we don't know if climate change was the cause, but it might be. This is a sickness. This is definitely climate change syndrome. This is a sickness. This is scary. I cannot believe this. I just find this totally amazing. That they actually believe this to be truth. Oh, 855. Real Joe, 855-732. I know, it's a giggle. It shouldn't be. But listen. Listen to the stories that we've done so far. Right? This is what they hold as truth. That crash... Was it crash dummies, crash test dummies, need gender equality too. This is what they hold to be true. AOC, let's stop building jails, and we'll stop having violent crime. State of California, push for electric cars, electric bikes, electric buses. Now says, please, the power grid can't handle it. And please don't charge them. Come on, think this through all the way through, right? It doesn't stop. Nobody's spoken out about Kamala Harris's assets being in a tax advantage trust. Right? It's the same thing that Biden does. The same thing that Pelosi does. But it's okay for them. When we're talking about Trump doing the same thing, they were all up in arms about it. Well, he still has control. He still knows what's going on. Back to what those lunatics believe. Yeah, lunatics, you heard me. Right? Cornell University says that, you know, black holes are linked to racial blackness. You hear the stories that we're doing? And these aren't on far-right sites. These aren't on crazy sites all over the place. These are mainstream sites, and they're not all Fox News or Newsmax or any of those. PJ Media, Red State, some of these actually come off of CNN at times, and MSNBC. How they let them go by, I don't know. Again, we're going to have Gwendolyn Sims on with PJ Media coming up in the next hour. She's written some great pieces. You should check her out over there, PJ Media. She actually was one of the original producers on the show. God, about a dozen years ago. But when you talk about people like, you know, what's her name? Hammer Thrower, Gwen Berry. You know, what are we doing? What are we allowing? What are we going to continue to allow? You know, these athletes who are actually promoting activism. Colin Kaepernick and some of these others. Does it really help their cause? No, in all sincerity, does it really help their cause? I say no. But I'm not a big watcher of sports, promoter of sports. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. If your station's leaving us, well, that's too bad. Head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can still watch live and listen live. God bless. Don't go far.